Hello, and thanks for listening to the Moravian Church Without Walls podcast. I'm Justin. You're listening to the Daily Text Series. Today, I have to admit that I'm not introducing a guest reader, but it still took me more than one take to be able to introduce myself, which could be embarrassing, or we could just say that I care a lot about quality and perfection, but not sure that I could call this perfection either. So we'll just move on. Either way, I'm going to be doing the readings and reflection today on the Daily Text podcast, and I'm happy to do that, and I enjoy the opportunity to look at the text, reflect on it, and then share that reflection with all of you. And hope that you can be a part of that joy and experience that as well by being a guest reader on the podcast. Go to dailytextpodcast.org, sign up, and we'll hear your voice on this podcast soon. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm 119, verse 81. My soul languishes for your salvation. I hope in your word. Our New Testament verse comes from John chapter 8, verse 31. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples." Both of the passages today look forward. Like, if you continue my word, you are truly my disciples. And I hope in your word. Kind of looking forward, looking ahead for something. Well, Facebook today gave me a chance to look back. I guess a post that I made in 2010, and it was a quote, and it was in quotes, and I didn't attribute it, which is bad work on my part. So the 2010 me, that was pre-grad school, so maybe I just didn't have all my citation and MLA format stuff down. But either way, the quote was, "I need to be able to imagine the future with the freedom of uncertainty." Now, it's one of those things that sometimes you look back and something struck you in the moment, and I honestly can't read that and say it evokes a specific time or memory. I was trying to remember what I was doing on that day in February 2010, 8 years ago. And I couldn't bring to mind where I would have heard that or maybe what source I pulled it out of, and I wish I would have. But as I thought back to where I might have been, it was before I had thought about going to grad school, before I had even started working for the ELCA or the Board of World Mission and the things that I've done now that has really defined the last 8 years of my life. So it really was a time of uncertainty, and maybe that's why I was focusing on that. But now I get the opportunity to look back over what was an uncertain future and say that, yeah, taking time to trust in God and trying to continue in God's word, and in that case, literally doing Bible plans with my friend Dason, helped guide that time of uncertainty and brought me to a place where I'm very happy and content with my vocation and kind of where I'm at in my life right now. And that may not always be the case, and I don't share that in a bragging way, but rather things that were uncertain when we look back, it may have joy in that uncertainty. It may give us opportunities to seek out each day what God is looking for us, to put our time and energy and passion into living into who we were created to be, loved to be. So how can you today continue in God's word? How can you make sure that you truly are God's disciple and in that way live into God's promise to create life to the full in Him? Let's pray together today. God of hope, we have the assurance of your promise of salvation and eternal life affirmed in Christ. As we read your word daily, give us understanding that we may grasp the truth revealed through your scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The 2019 Moravian Daily Text that you heard today is copyright 2018 IBOC Moravian Church in America and used with permission. If you want to get a copy of the Moravian Daily Text, sign up for the Daily Text email, or just learn more about the Moravian Church or this tradition, go to moravian.org. You're listening to MC 1457, The Lamb.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.